Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Brachos Daf Nun Dalet today. There are 21 Psukim in our Daf in total, and the topic of our learning today is going to be Thanksgiving. We're going to be focusing on a refrain which is quoted on Amud Beis of Daf Nun Dalet, and it is Tehillim Kuf Zayin. It appears in Pasuk Ches, but actually it appears in a number of other Psukim, and it reads as follows: Lyoidu LaHashem Chastoi, let Hashem give praise to Hashem because of his kindness for Nifla Yisov, Livnei Adam, and his wondrous deeds for mankind. In fact, the Gemara on Nun Dalet Amud Beis quotes Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, who says, Arba'a Tzrichim L'Hoida, so there are four people who need to say thank you, and those are Yardei Hayam, those who go through the sea, Hol Chamid Boros, those who go through the deserts, Umishaya Choyle V'Nisrapa, a person who was sick and was healed, Umishaya Chavush B'Veis HaAsurim V'Yotzen, a person who was in prison and released. It is interesting that the Gemara goes on to try to source each of these, and it turns to Mizmor Kuf Zayin in Tehillim, and it goes explicitly. It's fascinating to look in the context, the greater context of this Mizmor, and to note that it is a very long Mizmor Kuf Zayin, and it follows a very similar pattern. There are actually two parts to it. We're only focusing on the first one, but there are really essentially four stanzas. Each stanza closes with the same refrain, which is Yodel Hashem Chastoi V'Niflaos Av Bnei Adam, which appears both in Pasuk Ches, Tesvov, Chof Aleph, and Lamed Aleph. So it appears four times after describing four specific plights, and those are the plights mentioned in the Gemara. Also, it's worthwhile noticing that at the end of that pasuk is a reason, which is ki spia nefesh shakeka, ki shibar dal sois nechoshes, vayizbuchu zivchei toida, and finally vayamurimumubi kalan v'moisho zakenim yaluhu. So we thank Hashem because He did all these things, and each of those becauses relates to the specific event that was described in the Mizmor. It is worthwhile noting that all four of them are found in this Mizmor, and the Gemara is simply extracting them from the Mizmor. So the Birkas HaGomel that the Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, instituted actually is reflecting directly David HaMelech's sentiment in this very beautiful Tehillim, which is actually the first Mizmor in the fifth book of Tehillim, Kuf Zayin. It is worthwhile noting that the Gemara has a different order to the book of Tehillim. That means to say that the order in the book of Tehillim is actually a different order of plights, these four different plights. Nonetheless, there's a lot of literature on why that is. A little bit of a background to the Mizmor as a whole, and that is that the Midrash Socher Tov and the Midrash Yalkut HaMakiri has a very interesting suggestion that this refers to Jewish history, where it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking the nation out through the desert, and the sickness of Shibud, being in the desert and being trapped in Golos, and finally the sea being split where they walk through it. So he tries to describe, the Midrash is trying to say that these are historic moments in the nation of Israel. Other Mepharshim say that it's referring to the future when Hashem will take us out of Golos in this way. There is a very, very beautiful essay written by Rav Yoel Ben Nun called Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Mizmor Shir L'Yom Ha'atzma'useinu, very beautiful essay in which he says the following, and it's just such powerful language. He says the following: Mesharer Tehillim, the author of Tehillim, David HaMelech, Shekosav Prakim Elu, who wrote these Prakim, Vadai Ro'ah Bechezyonoi Machanois Mavis Noroim, must have seen the death camps in the future. Choshech v'tzalmoves, as is described, darkness, shadow, sharemoves, the gates of death, as is described in this Mizmor. Elu hiskaimu v'dumus v'achanois ha'moves shel ha'erorim ha'natzim yimachshamam, v'shel ha'communistim yimachshamam. He says those visions came to fruition in the hands of the Nazis, in the hands of the communists. Machanois hashmada v'gulagim meleim b'chamyonei b'adam. He talks about how millions of people went through them and suffered. And he says, however, at the end of witnessing all of those descriptions, those terrible moments in Jewish history, Tzofu v'olu l'mul einov shel ha'mesharer kasher kosav yoshvei choshev v'tzalmoves asirei oni u'barzel. All of that was seen in these descriptions in the Mizmor, and then he goes on to describe. However, he didn't spend so much time describing the darkness as much as he talks about how they came across the sea, they came from incarceration, they came from across the deserts and the hills, and they came finally to be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, describing the ragtag bunch of Jews who managed to make it out, whether it be across Turkey, whether it be across the Mediterranean, through sickness and through camps and through releases and being prisoners of Zion in Russia, in the Soviet Union. These are all descriptions of Jewish history unfolding. It's also worthwhile noting, as a fascinating historical aside, that this was also one of the favorite psalms of the English Puritans who sailed to America. It's told of that on December 11th, 1620, when the pilgrims came across on Plymouth Rock. This is on Monday, December 11, 1620. After spending the previous day worshipping God aboard the ship, the Mayflower, Governor William Bradford, in his account of the Plymouth Plantation, explicitly refers to Psalm 107. His well-known summation of their achievement was based virtually verbatim on Psalm 107. This mizmor has a lot of very fascinating historical background, and the Gemara goes on to say that Ar Birkas HaGomel, based on the original Korban Torah, is based on these four circumstances to be seen etched into the tapestry of Mizmor Kuf Zion. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.